Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Did you ever think a zero could look so sweet? That's the number of new COVID-19 cases today for the Porcupine Health Unit. On top of that, another 59 are considered resolved. All the relevant numbers are on our website. The anticipation is growing that the Porcupine Health Unit will ease off the COVID-19 emergency break on Friday. In a joint statement, the city and the Chamber of Commerce say that PHU recently told them that businesses will be able to reopen. Exactly which businesses and to what extent haven't been detailed yet. For the second time in 3 years, notorious murderer Paul Bernardo has been denied parole. He's serving a life sentence for murder and other offenses and is officially a dangerous offender. He told the Federal Parole Board that he's a changed person and has his sexual deviancy under control. The families of two teenaged girls he was convicted of kidnapping, torturing, and killing say he should never be released. They call him a sadistic psychopath. An incident last night involving a butcher knife outside Premier Doug Ford's home ended with the arrest of a suspect. Police say the man was also yelling threats. He was arrested by an OPP officer on site. No one was hurt. No charges have yet been announced. 7 incidents of impaired driving in May and June isn't unusual for Timmins Police. This year, all 7 have included serious collisions or near collisions. Communications coordinator Mark DePozzi notes that the same thing seems to be happening across Ontario.
Perhaps it's COVID-related, where there's a little bit of cabin fever, so persons are indulging in the consumption of alcohol or other substances and then choosing to drive, leaving common sense at home.
Aside from potential charges, fines, and tragic outcomes, DePozzi says every driver has a moral and ethical obligation not to be impaired. And finally this afternoon, competition for this year's Porcupine Music Festival was all online, as is the closing concert this coming Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Festival Publicity Director Melissa Lalone says you can expect to see something similar to an in-person final concert.
Performances that are chosen by adjudicators, as well as scholarship results and comments from some of our committee members and community members as well.
Adjudication was in 4 divisions: piano, strings, instrumental, and voice. Over on our website, we have links to where you can watch Sunday's concert. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.